Another big weekend in college football, especially right here in the Big 12 Conference. So glad you're with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. Remember, as a reminder, we want you to listen to the show on the go. Hey, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Now, obviously, big news this week at the University of Texas. UT makes the decision to fire their athletic director in Steve Patterson on Tuesday. A number of questions that I want to get into with our next guest. That is the senior editor with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel. He has been on our program many times. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Steve. It's nice to have you back with us.
Hey, Elissa. Thanks for having me back.
You bet. Well, the start of the college football season, it's here, and Texas elects to make a bold move to fire their athletic director. Why was this move made now? Was it necessary? I mean, Steve Patterson, he's only been on the job for 22 months. What went wrong?
Well, Steve Patterson was pretty much universally disliked here in Austin. He ruffled a lot of feathers. He created some programs as far as ticket increases and charges that people didn't like, especially when you're coming off of a team that the football team was less than perfect last year at 6-7, and still to increase ticket prices and to start charging foundation members for parking was seen as a pretty much extreme situation. Patterson has got a great business acumen, but I have to say that our colleague Kirk Bowles really set it off good, the Austin American Statesman writer, when he said that Steve Patterson was kind of like the John Makovic of athletic directors. Mm. So if that tells you where they stood, that's why they had to make a change.
Hey, Steve Habel, senior writer with Horns Illustrated, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We wanted to invite him on to weigh in on the decision with UT to fire and to separate ways with Steve Patterson, their former athletic director. So let me ask you this, Steve. I mean, what were the expectations for Steve Patterson?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think anybody sat down with us and told us what the expectations were. But, you know, Steve Patterson was replacing a legend with DeLoss Dodds here, who had been here for more than 30 years. And Patterson was a different cat. He comes with MBA experience, and he's more of a business person, more of a cold-hearted type guy. I really never had any problem with Mr. Patterson. I mean, I met him two or three times. Mm-hmm. He was relatively pleasant to me, but he was never outgoing like Coach Dodds was. You know, that could have come from a couple things, him just finding his way whenever we did have a chance to talk and not knowing me very well. But he was just not seen as the guy for the job here. Obviously, there was a lot of concern the way Texas played at Notre Dame a couple weeks ago when they just got blown out of the game. And I think that was kind of the last straw. Maybe something he said up there or something he did or just the way they performed, that was kind of like the last thing that they could take here.
You know, Steve, you talked about why the AD was so problematic, Steve Patterson. I mean, you were talking about, you know, ticket parking, ticket pricing, why this relationship had soured so quickly with the cost-cutting measures, clashing with fans and with boosters. But shed some light on his relationship with coaches. I mean, an athletic director's relationship with coaches, that's paramount.
Yeah, and, you know, as far as we know, he was fine with Coach Strong. You know, Coach Strong was hired by Steve Patterson and Bill Powers, the former University of Texas president. So Coach Strong probably had good things to say about Steve Patterson. I wouldn't know why he wouldn't. And also Steve Patterson hired Shaka Smart when he fired Coach Barnes. So both those moves are probably going to be, in the long run, good for the University of Texas. At least that's what they hope for. But it was just a short-term situation, and his brusqueness and his irascibility that was probably too much for the alumni, the big money alumni, to take here.
Steve, how much overall do you think the struggles that the football program has had influenced this decision? I mean, Texas, it's an elite program, a premier program. It's accustomed to winning on the field, off the field. I mean, how much did the football program struggles influence this decision?
Well, I don't know if we could put that in Steve Patterson's pocket at this point. I mean, you know, Charlie Strong is playing with a team that's still mostly made up of guys who were here when or were recruited when Mack Brown was coach and when DeLoss Dodds was the athletic director. So, you know, I'm sure it had some kind of impact. The way that they played against Notre Dame, when we went up there, or Texas went up there and actually embarrassed themselves on national television, had to have some kind of impact on this. I know that the new University of Texas president, Greg Finves, called the new athletic director, Mike Perrin, it was a Monday of Labor Day, and said, hey, you know, something's got to change. Are you interested in coming in here and being the interim AD? And, of course, we weren't privy to those conversations of how that went down. But Finves made that decision after the Notre Dame game. So maybe that was something that happened up there between people. Maybe Finves, who's new in the job, didn't go, you know, get along well with Patterson, didn't like him. I don't know at this point. We're just saying that they've mutually left, you know, exchanged, or decided that Patterson needs to move on, and that's where they stand right now.
Senior editor with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. You can also tweet the show at @eradiosports. So, okay, let's talk about the bottom line, pressure. I mean, what does this ultimately mean for Charlie Strong? I mean, the athletic director that hired him, he is no longer there. I mean, does it dial up that amount of pressure on him?
I don't think it dials up anything on Coach Strong. He knows exactly where he stands and what he needs to get done here. If anything, you know, Charlie Strong is winning and losing with his guys now as best as he can. I know we just talked about how half the team were still Mac Brown's guys and from the regime when the Los Dodgers was the athletic director. But, you know, they've got 15 to 17 true freshmen or redshirt freshmen playing significant minutes for the University of Texas football team. That's basically Strong saying, hey, I'm bringing my guys in here. We're going to put them on the field and see what they can do. And if they win, they're going to win. If not, at least they're going to gain the experience they will to be good in the future. So, you know, it's hard to see exactly where Texas is right now on the football field. You know, they beat a Rice team. They gave up a punt return for a touchdown, and a fumble return for a touchdown, and another punt return for a near touchdown, and only lost, you know, by 3 touchdowns. So that was last week, and of course Texas played horrible against Notre Dame. But mm-hmm. I think this week's game against California will be a good measuring stick as where Strong has the program. At least that's what we're hoping for to see on Saturday night.
Okay, so we got about 30 seconds. What's the next step? Who would you like to see fill that position as athletic director at the University of Texas?
Wow. A lot of talk has been said about going back to Oliver Luck, who was the one of the finalists for the job the first time around, you know, Andrew Luck's father. There's even been talk about Coach Brown coming back as athletic director. I don't see that happening. This is too much of a business decision, more than a coaching decision now. Right now, President Finves said yesterday that he is not actively looking to fill a job before the end of next year. So Mike Perrin, who was a Houston-based attorney and played linebacker for Coach World in the late 1960s, will be the guy at least until next summer.
Well, perhaps the next athletic director will restart the rivalry with Texas A&M. We'll have to wait and see how all this unfolds, and it is always such a pleasure to have with us Steve Habel, senior editor with Horns Illustrated. Great stuff, a fabulous writer, and Steve, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa.
You bet. Hour number one rolls on right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the biggest and the best. Dick Vermeil is coming up next.